Harry, you were the first minority faculty member in the School of Journalism, and when you came here, there weren't on campus, there weren't many minority faculty members. What were some of your impressions? What was it like on the campus and in the community?
Well, it wasn't a real big thing for me because that was the story of my life. I went to a high school that had, I think there were seven of us that graduated out of a class of about 400. I was the only, there were seven blacks, and it was an all-boys school, Catholic boys, white school. So I was the only one there, and at Temple there were two of us, me and Justine Rector. It was just the way life was. Mm-hmm. When I went in the military, I was in the military at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. I went down there for basic training, and 14 of us left Philadelphia en route to Fort Jackson. We didn't have uniforms, of course, yet. We were going in for basic training, and the train stopped overnight. We had sleeper cars. And I'm convinced it was North Carolina, but it's something I keep saying I'm going to look up. But they changed planes somewhere in the South. I think it was Raleigh. And I was the group leader. It was 14 of us. And I had the tickets, the meal tickets. And so we went to eat, and I was just going to get something to eat. And I saw these people looking at me, and a woman came to me and said, "Sir, we can't serve you in here, but if you go around the back, it's the same food." And that was my first day in the military. Now, I wasn't in uniform, but we had been sworn in Philly. Mm-hmm. So, and then in Columbia, I vowed I would never go back to that place. We were segregated, even in uniform. We could only stay on one side of town. Mm-hmm. And so by the time I got here, I mean, it was old hat. I've been in a lot of situations where I was the first or the only. When I was teaching at Rutgers, there were very few of us at Rutgers. That was my first full-time teaching position at Rutgers University in Camden. I was in the English department. There were very few of us on campus. And just before I came to that campus, there were only 14 black students on that campus. And they had taken over a building and protested, and that was one of the reasons why I was hired there, because there had been a protest and they wanted black faculty. Mm-hmm. So there I was in that situation. And I understand there were students, they weren't necessarily demonstrating here, but they were meeting with the dean about having a black faculty person here. Mm-hmm. So when I came here, it's pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. I've never had a black teacher. I went to Catholic school, so I had nuns and I had Christian Brothers, all white. And at Temple, I never had a black professor because there were no blacks. There were very few blacks there. In fact, as a student at Temple, we demonstrated and took over buildings and things like that to push a black studies program there. Mm-hmm. So this was just another situation. You know, here I come again after they've clamored for some black participation in black studies. Mm-hmm. And so there I was again, and it was seriously, it never crossed my mind as being an unusual situation. I had really been used to it all of my adult life, and you know, even in my late teens. Mm-hmm. So it was just a fait accompli, so to speak. it was the way the world was for me at that time. Mm-hmm. And as long as I was around good people who seemed committed to change, I was fine. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want, now, you know, had it not been like that, had it been a lot of people who were docile and not, you know, intense about change, and it would have been different. But mm-hmm. I was around a bunch of people. Sonia was a very strong person, mm-hmm. and her people were. You know, Ernie was, mm-hmm. you know, and when I met Squires and that group, you know, there were these people wanted some change. Mm-hmm. So I felt at home. Mm-hmm. And then I met some faculty members who were Carolyn Stroman. I don't know if you remember her. She had come out of Syracuse, and she was working with Sonia. Mm-hmm. So Jenna Ray McNeil, you know, they were very strong advocates for change and black pride and the like. So I felt really okay. Mm-hmm.